The cryosphere consists of those parts of the Earth's surface that are subjected to freezing temperatures for much of the year. Although direct measurements of the cryosphere can be difficult to obtain due to the remote locations of many of these areas, today's satellite technologies enable scientists to monitor the cryosphere on a daily basis. Since February of 2000, MODIS, NASA's Moderate Resolution Imaging Spectroradiometer, has been providing daily detailed satellite imagery of the Earth. Using automated algorithms, global snow and sea ice maps are produced with a spatial resolution as fine as 500 meters. These maps are used to improve the prediction of available water resources, as well as to enable the study of climatic changes in the cryosphere. Global sea ice extent and ice surface temperature are mapped daily by MODIS. Sea ice surface temperature, which is related to the air temperature and the concentration of the sea ice, ranges from about negative 40 to negative 2 degrees Celsius. Arctic sea ice is at its lowest extent, about 8 million square kilometers, in September. The maximum extent of about 15 million square kilometers occurs in March. In the western United States, snowmelt from mountain snowpacks contributes up to 75% of the year-round surface water supply. In the spring, a slow release of snowpack meltwater to streams, lakes, and reservoirs provides much-needed moisture to dry areas. However, a sudden release of water from the snowpack can cause devastating flooding. By combining the measurements of snow extent from MODIS with measurements from other space-borne sensors that measure snow depth and water content, the volume of water in the snow can be estimated. Satellite monitoring of the Earth's snow cover is now used routinely to monitor the progression of snowmelt and to predict its impacts.